Hey everyone, welcome back to A Court of Tattoos and Rosé, Thirsty Thursday edition, where we go through and discuss whatever we want with Madison and me, Blake. Actually, it's usually what the patrons want, but then we realized we haven't done like just a casual shoot the shit in a while, I feel like. I really do. I didn't go back and count, but I feel like it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. It's probably because, as patrons know from last week's episode, Maddie and I are feuding. Just to the death.
Feuding, it's so bad.
We're lucky both of us don't leave the house a lot because we can't actually, to the death if we don't like physically see each other. But just know we're feuding. But with that in mind, Madison like kind of teased me and was like, "Oh my God, I got to talk about my biggest accomplishment to date." Now I had to clarify because I thought like she said today, and I was like, "I mean, I still want to hear it." And she was like, "No, to
You're gonna
date."
be ready.
I
Are
am
you
ready, or all right,
ready
wait.
for this? Are you ready?
Okay, hang on. Let me center myself. Proceed.
I finished the Sons of the Fallen series. I finally finished all seven books like a year and a half later.
I don't know why I thought this to
Finished. I'm
be.
so excited.
I don't want to downplay your accomplishment. I'm very proud of you. I don't know why I thought this was gonna be something like insane. I mean, it is kind of insane because I'm gonna be real honest, it's been so long, I forgot you hadn't even finished it yet.
I have started and stopped the series so many times. There's nothing wrong with the series. It is so good. But it's also like, along with Romance and Fated Mates, it is plot heavy, but I fucking finished it.
You should treat yourself.
I am so proud of myself.
Guys, I wish you could see, like, she can't stop. She's just, like, grinning. Like, she's just so
It
joyful right now. I love
has
it so
taken so
much.
long. It has taken so long, but I fucking did it. I did the damn thing. And it's
Did
so
the damn
good. Like,
thing.
it's so fucking good. It's a
Well, I
good
remember you saying
series.
that. You were literally like, it's nothing against the series of why I can't finish it. I
Oh my
just
God. It
can't.
just, like, I needed to be able to, like, focus on the plot as well as the romance. It
That's fair. That's
is
fair.
so good. But I finished.
That's impressive.
Woo! That was my
Woo
Everest, and I made it to the top.
woo.
Woo! It was my fucking Everest.
That was my Everest. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
I've
only
never been
downhill from here.
prouder.
I don't know what to tell you.
I've never been prouder, to be honest. Like, this was it.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You should buy like an actual like. Do you have physical copies of the books?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
Oh.
I've owned them for a long time.
Oh.
I knew I would like them. I knew I would like this series.
I didn't know you had all of them in
I
pitch
own
blending.
all
Like,
of them.
oh, well. I was gonna say you should treat yourself and buy a set and be like, I read those.
I already bought them.
Maybe put like a little sticky note, like, I have in fact read these. Put the
I
date,
the
February
last
13th.
book 7 was 576 pages.
Okay, that's a behemoth for you.
It was,
Like, you
woo!
don't normally read books like that.
It was so, oh my God. Every time I thought it was gonna end, shit just hit the fan again, and I was like, oh my God.
That's the story of my day today.
I was like, how is there still more shit? But I finished it. It was so good.
I hold by that you should put like a little sticky note, like finished February 13th, 2024. Commemorate it.
It took me so long.
A
Hold on.
hot
I think
minute.
I can look up when I read
Look
Game.
on Goodreads. Go
Yeah,
to, I would
I'm
say
gonna go to
check.
Goodreads right now.
Check either early 2023 or late 2022.
I'm gonna check Goodreads right
I
now.
think it was 2022, to be honest, when you started.
Hold on. Let's find out. Oh, I wrote a review. Hold on. Oh my
God. Is this first book?
Oh my God. Hang on, book one.
Hang on, let me guess. Let me guess. Man, I gotta go back in my mind
this
here.
This is okay. So terrible.
Well, wait. Were all the books out when you started?
The last two were not out when I started. But that isn't why.
That's
like,
not really. That's that, yeah. Hang
it
on.
Had
okay,
nothing
hang on
to do.
Okay. And you're laughing, so it's definitely 2022. I'm gonna go. August of 2022.
April. It was April of 2022. April 13th. April 13th, 2022.
It
I started this series.
It took you 22 months. Ew, also, I hate saying 22 months because I sound like those people that won't just say like a year or 2 years.
Oh, God, I hate those people. Who's that bitch
I don't have,
that
I don't
bitch on that TikTok that I send you all the time that's like my 44-month-year-old? Fuck off.
My main thing against it is like, I don't want to have to do the math. Just like give
yeah,
me an
just
estimate.
Tell me.
Just like estimate here.
April 13th, 2022, I read book one. That's how long ago I started this series. Aren't you so proud? Doesn't that make you prouder now? That was Everest and I climbed.
Yeah. That's what that does. It makes me proud.
I'm done! Yes!
You know, I can't say shit, but I actually do keep saying, like, I had somebody message me earlier this week. And I was like, oh, I definitely haven't, but I stand by it because I am not reading the rest of the series until it's done. And they said there's going to be a ninth book and I stopped at 5. Somebody asked me if I finished Zodiac Academy.
Oh no.
And I was like, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have been told that from book 5 on is literally just you just get shit on and shit on and shit on and just an emotional roller coaster. And I will not do that until I have the end available to binge. And lo and behold, I don't even know. Hang on. Let's see if there's
okay.
a ninth
book. It
took
book me
date.
So long to read this. All 7 books are out, plus a bonus epilogue book. So I can read that next.
Oh.
But it doesn't count because I read all 7. That's like going down. I'm going down Everest on that one because it's just all AGA.
That's right. Well, yeah. So, Google says and Amazon and Goodreads have Zodiac Academy Book 9 releasing April 23rd of this year. But the cover isn't showing and there's no actual title.
Normally, they don't release the cover until like a month out.
What about the title?
I mean, the title, that's weird, but I don't know. Is not book 9 the end?
I suppose. Okay, hang on. How many books will there be? Supposedly.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I just saw something.
Anyway.
I said I'd finish the series. I just saw something that I need to know if it's true or not, because if so, I'm not reading it.
Everest.
Okay. So, one of the things we did want to actually touch on that's, like, you know, related to our main kind of scope of focus here. ACTAR TV show. Look, guys, you know, we're not really excited, like, I personally don't think it's a good idea to even do it, the more I think about it. It's never going to live up to standards. We already saw what happened to the one actress when people, like, went after her just because it was, like, a rumor that she could be in contention for Pharaoh, which was insane. So, bottom line, I think it was late Sunday or, like, early Monday. It was, like, Collider or, like, some other, like, random internet source was like a court of thorn. Oh, Jesus, I'm sitting here saying a fucking podcast name. A Court of Thorn and Roses series scrapped at Hulu. And then they just listed like sources close to the project and that it's like completely been scrapped, tabled, like not like delayed, but like scrapped. Apologies, guys. I had to have water. My throat is dry. Except people ran with it, as one does, right? Like, if you see something like this, all it takes is one person to put it on BookTok or Bookstagram, like, and it's going to explode, right?
Yeah.
Within hours, Variety, Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly, and there was another one that I saw. Comicbook.com. Screen Rant, like all kinds of these bigger outlets, let's say, were like, no, it's still going on. Like it has not been scrapped, but they're saying it hasn't been scrapped, but they're not saying like it won't be scrapped. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So long story short, even if it does go forward, we're not seeing this shit for like years at this point, like years, because if it is getting delayed and delayed, and we already know there were initial sources and like reports, like god, it was like easily in the summer, if not like last spring, when it was like abundantly clear that SJM and their like Hulu's writers were butting heads, which good for her, honestly, stick up for your material. I actually appreciate that. I wish other people would do that. But given all that, like, I see it happening.
Fantasy is too hard to turn into TV shows or movies because it's so expensive to do right.
You get the rare ones. Like, recently, like, a good one is Percy Jackson. That first season, no notes. Perfection. But one thing it did have is everybody on that team literally was like, Uncle Rick, the floor is yours. Like, they let the author have like a lot of input, and you've got Disney behind you. I mean, that's a lot of moolah. Then again, technically Hulu is Disney, but like, we have also seen there's like multiple reports that like Disney is like debating just like absorbing Hulu. Like, they already own them, but, like, putting Hulu just, like, on Disney Pool. Like, have it one place. Which, honestly, one less subscription.
Yeah.
The only thing bad is when you get things like that, people will inevitably lose jobs, which I don't want to see, so. But I've had so many people send, like, it's not scrapped, it is scrapped and everything. And I was like, I feel like we at least need to address it. Like, I personally think even just the report that it is, and the fact that everybody that came out was like, it's not scrapped, but like the reports are, it's not scrapped, it's not dead, still in development or still in the works, not moving forward, making progress, you know what I mean? Like, they're still very conservative statements. So like, I think we should all push and just, you know, if we're gonna do it, animate it. The fan made little animations that people have done. I'll watch it animated. But real people, no. No. Not to mention, I don't trust Hollywood to actually cast who should be cast for Illyrians.
I would need it to be like anime dirty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, that's okay, my type of it. Sorry. No, that's what I'm thinking. That's in my head. That's what I'm thinking.
Because they're doing that, that's like Pixar, Harry Potter, or whatever. What? Have you been seeing that going around?
Pixar, that's Disney. And they're doing Harry Potter. What? Hang on, hold up. Pixar, Harry Potter.
I don't know if they're doing it, but they've made little videos of it. Little video clips have been, like, surfacing. And I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, Pixar is too young for that.
That was fan made as like a plea to like Pixar to work.
First off, it was cool, but
it looked good. I was gonna say it looked good. I feel like he should probably get a job interview, cool, maybe.
But like, no.
No, I don't want that one. What about Harry? What about isn't HBO doing some?
They're doing a TV series, aren't they?
Is it of the books or is it before?
I don't know. I hate J.K. Rowling, so I don't know.
Yeah. Can we, like, cut her off from any...
No, apparently, like, whatever they're doing, she's heavily involved.
Are you shitting me? Is what I've heard. Mm-mm. See, Hogwarts Legacy had it right, because they were like, stay the fuck back. We're using Wizarding World. You cut off. You don't get these profits. Oh my god, why would you still keep her involved?
I'm, like, pretty sure that's what I read.
Oh god, that makes me very upset. That gives me the ick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I literally, since I made myself cry earlier, my nose is all stuffy and it won't stop.
I cried so, reading book 7.
See, that's an acceptable excuse. I'm just an idiot.
Y'all... It was so heartbreaking. Oh my god.
I'm not crying at your pain. We're literally recording at like 10 p.m. at night because I was working a really long time and I was like, you know what, it'll make you feel better like working at like 9 p.m. I'll throw on Grey's Anatomy. Yes, I mentioned this. When did I mention this? Sunday? I mentioned it Sunday. I don't know. I mentioned it recently. I'm doing a Grey's rewatch. I don't know. I saw like one TikTok and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start it from the beginning. And I'm telling you, the earlier seasons of Grey's Anatomy, so good. I forgot how good they are. With that in mind, I have my iPad propped up while I was, you know, reviewing docs and stuff. Because I always have to have something on. Usually, you know, not to make Maddie laugh, but it's like Howard Shore or something. But whatever.
Fuck me! Howard Shore! Man, I missed that guy. Fucking he's Howard alive. Shore! No, I missed talking about him.
I was like, did you say that?
Howard Shore. Oh, God, I missed him.
Oh, fuck you. So I turned on Grey's, and I forgot what episode I was on. I was on the last episode of season.
Okay, first off, I can't believe that you just kept it going.
I couldn't. I was in my feels, man. So I was
hard in your the feels. Last,
I know. So I had stopped. I couldn't remember the last time I had stopped because I was watching it like last night. Well, it turns out I stopped like halfway through the last episode of season 2. Which, if anybody knows, is when they've got the cool prom for, like, Richard's niece that's passing away, which is also sad. Meredith makes a really dumb mistake. I'm sorry. Finn the vet was it. She should have been with... I love him. But anyways, it's also... I'm going to cry again. It's also when Denny Duquette dies. And, y'all, again, I'm so
Denny,
tired.
Man.
Denny.
That was the worst. That's why
that was fucked up. That was fucked up what
the
they did to us.
Fucked up shit in the whole world.
That was fucked up. They made you like believe and then he was good and then he wasn't. And then the whole and like Den like Izzy's reaction and like the acting in that episode. Anyways, look guys, I feel the need to I'm having a really rough go of it with work. I've been not like there's just a bunch of shit going on, okay? So like I'm not in a great mental place. It's 9 p.m. I'm working. I was, like, trying to get done so I could have, like, some little ramen for dinner. And this shit comes on. And, like, Madison asked, you're probably like, Blake, why didn't you just turn it off? Because I already had tears streaming. I was already just looking at it, just, like, crying. And I was like, well, okay. This is fine. I'm fine.
I can't believe
fine.
You fucking watched it.
I did.
I tell you what. Okay, so, like, I watched Grey's Anatomy literally up until the Izzy Karev wedding fiasco.
Wedding fiasco. Oh, does she leave him? I don't remember. I've blocked so much of it out.
Bottom line is, they were in game, and she just fucking had the cancer stuff and took off.
Oh, right. Does it make you feel better to know that Alex left Joe to go be with Izzy? That's how they wrote Alex out of the show. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, that doesn't make me feel better. They were, but like on the show, not a fade to black or in game.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? This is a good segue. You know who I do think is in game? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh my god! Okay, we gotta talk about that win. Y'all. I was sweating. I was sweating. That game was so close. I had so much pent-up nervousness for them because I just wanted them to celebrate and be happy. I was so emotional.
I'm still, like, conflicted. But that's only because I'm a diehard Bengals fan, and, like, you...
Okay, fuck off.
I don't like...
Fuck
the,
off.
I don't
fuck
like
off.
The Chiefs. I like Anywho, Travis.
The best thing was the pics and videos from that fucking
oh
after party.
Oh, my God. She posted a TikTok.
I
she
saw it.
She posted a TikTok of her private life. Like, what? Also, though, did you see, like, somebody... I saw a report
Dude,
that,
it was
like,
supposed
TikTok
to be, like, a small party, and they were like, bring your parents. It's like this ranger...
Well, did you see TikTok apparently muted her video? Like, they took the music off because of copyright? I'm like, it's Taylor Swift, guys. Let her have it. Also, can we talk about... I fucking love Jason Kelce with all my heart. I love Kylie Kelce. Can we talk about Jason with his fucking mask
Jason
and the
Kelce.
Overall?
Can we talk about how he showed up at the airport?
Yeah.
That Hangover reference, died. I was like, this is why that man needs to be protected at all costs.
He's, hang on, I'll see if I have a good picture.
The overalls were hilarious.
The overalls cracked me. The overalls sent me. Oh my God, where is it? Because he also had, like, the big Lebowski
That's like Mama
cardigan
Kelce
on.
Being like, no.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. With the fanny pack. Did you see when he... Because that was when he arrived,
yeah.
Right? When he, I think it was when he left, he had the, you know, the Big Lebowski? Do you remember that from, like, the movie?
Yeah.
Like the, he had that giant cardigan on.
I love that man.
But, like, what I want to know is, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, he's so funny. Like, he's so unserious. It takes planning to do these. Like, he is serious just in his own way.
Okay, but also, I saw a thirst trap TikTok of Jason Kelce.
Oh, and no, Jason Kelce could get it anyway. No,
and it was like, look at the gray sweatpants. Whoa! Kylie Kelce is lucky.
I tell you what, though, but then
you looked. I looked.
Then you look at Kylie Kelce and you're like, Jason Kelsey's lucky because that woman is like effortlessly
that whole
stunning.
Family,
oh, my God.
That whole family plus some T-Swift. Is like gorgeous. They're just like icons of America. Are you looking at it? Yeah. I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God. I was like, wow. I know. It's like way bigger than expected. I was thinking like average, but it's like chunky. I know.
Kylie, we're not disrespecting you. We're literally saying...
He a big boy.
You... Damn. Yeah.
So,
damn. I can't stop. I'm down the rabbit hole now.
Yep. I know.
Damn.
But I'm telling you, you know. Travis Kelce to the nastiest shit to Taylor Swift Sunday night. You know
Can we
it.
Talk about, like,
you fucking I, know it. He is the dirtiest dog, and you know he did
He
it.
Literally, I love that the NFL released the mic'd up version. He literally thanked her for coming halfway across the world. I was like, you may have won the Super Bowl, but I think you're going
when
to
When they were it. Dancing, and it was like...
Love story. Did you see the edit? Guys, look, first off, Taylor's never beating the sorcery allegations. 13. You can't, it was Super Bowl 58, 5, 8, 13. It was her 13th game. It was,
you know, she did that shit on purpose.
You know, she, oh,
you
there's
know
no way.
She did it.
There's no way. There's a bunch of other stuff that was like 13. I can't remember. Anyways, you're not beating it, but I think we may need to address that Travis may be a witch. Because this time last year when he won the Super Bowl at the after party, There was a viral video of him on the stage dancing and singing to Love Story.
Uh-huh.
A year later.
Uh-huh.
He is dancing and singing at the Super Bowl after party, singing Love Story.
With Taylor Swift.
At one point with Taylor in a headlock, essentially. But you know what? It's okay. It's cute. It's fine. I think we may need to...
Me.
Oh, well, yeah. I think we may need to step back and evaluate.
He manifested
hard the fuck out of this.
And
yeah.
He won. He won manifesting.
Every new moon, man, he was out there.
Oh, you better fucking believe.
It's actually insane to me. Yeah. Like, all of, like, the invisible string, like, his birthday is Marjorie's birthday. What, like... You can't beat the source. I mean, for God's sakes, look at all of the things that lined up with the release of the Tortured Poets Department.
I love him.
It's, do we think, now that the season's done, is he going to be in Australia this weekend? Do we think he's going?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He's got it. Do you think he's traveling every weekend with her? Oh, my God, I hope so.
He definitely is.
He better. I'm telling you right now, he better because that girl ran herself. How the fuck was that girl still conscious?
I can't get over the TikToks. 4 a.m. I can't get over the TikToks that are like, Taylor does this, Taylor does this, Taylor does this. I can't even mow my lawn. You know what I mean? No shit, dude. Me neither, man. Like,
also, I just, like, real talk, just because it cracks me up, all the T-Swift haters, especially, like, the right-leaning ones that are like, oh, you don't care about her carbon emissions with her private jet, and they always try to throw
she's
that.
She's not even on the list. She's not even on the top list.
She's not even on the top list. She's
okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Also, all these haters that were so shitty about all the airtime.
54 seconds.
54 seconds. I know.
Also, carbon emissions, she does buy the credits. I know, that's a whole thing that I'm not getting into it's a whole thing. She does try to offset, just keep that in mind. Also, have you seen the running joke of, like, how long do men that hate Taylor Swift last? And then it flies to the graphic that says 54 seconds of airtime. It made me giggle. I was like, oh. But, like, genuinely, though, I was talking about this with a couple friends a couple days ago, like, actually Sunday night. I grew up, Saturdays were college football, Sundays was NFL in my house. Like, I grew up around, which is hilarious because my older brother, like, didn't play football. He tried it 1 year and was like, fuck off. I don't know if he said fuck off because he was, like, 8, but, you know, maybe. I don't know. I was like, maybe. Yeah, I mean, understandable. But, like, I just always had football. I always, Ohio State Buckeyes, Bengals, and tell you what, growing up with the Bengals throughout the, like, 2000s, 2010s, you don't know pain. You don't know pain, okay, until you have to go through that shit. So, like, I've always watched it, and then, like, Ian's a huge football guy, so, like, he's gotten me even more, like, actually invested, you know what I mean? Like, I was always a fan, and I would watch, but, like, invested. It doesn't hurt that we have Joe Burrow. Okay. Like, it doesn't hurt that we have Joe Burrow.
Let's talk about how I was never into the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. That was my point. It's like,
but you,
I love it.
Ruined me. You did this to me.
I know.
I wasn't even, like, I like Taylor Swift. I like her music. I was never a big Swiftie, but you know what I love more than anything?
Love. And
love.
I knew that.
And
I was
you
like,
fucking cut. You dragged me in.
I literally was like, my bestie's going to love this and be as invested as I am. Okay, thank
fucking
you.
Fucking cute.
I'm just saying. But, like, that's my thing, though. It's like, I've had so many, like, some of my coworkers that they don't. This year, they were like, you know what? I actually, like, football's kind of cool. Like, and I'm not saying you have to like football. You don't, because at its base level, it's a bunch of grown men, like, you know, just chilling, running out of
here. I love watching the dirty TikToks where the announcers are, like,
oh, my God.
And it's, like, a dirty book.
Dude, they're real. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Tony Romo is the worst. That man says some of the weirdest phrases, and you're just like, Tony.
But it's so funny.
But all of, like, the, like, TikToks and then commercials that kind of ripped off said TikToks without crediting them, but okay, still got the message across of, like, the girls, like, little girls with their dads, like, all the supportive.
Yeah,
I was like,
cute.
Oh, right in the heart. Meanwhile, like, my dad did teach
also,
me football,
we were
but,
talking
like,
about, Eric and I were talking about how the Super Bowl ads, some of them were, like, fucking hilarious. Like, they were
some good. Of them were hilarious.
But, to know,
the Dunkin' Donuts. The Dunkin'
that
Donuts.
That one hit. That
they
one
keep,
hit.
They keep releasing more.
I know. I saw it like, earlier. The one where Tom Brady's, like, passing. So funny.
I just, I love Matt Damon in the original one when they start and he just looks at me and goes, Matt Damon. Dude, I just love the sad, it's so hard to be your friend sometimes.
I feel that. So anyway, I didn't say it was you.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
I saw that. So, nobody else could see it, but she made a face.
Sure. Now, what Eric and I were talking about is the commercials were heavy into women this year. Did you notice that? Like, women products and, like, teasing, like, you know, like, feminine things. It was, like, pretty heavy.
Okay, so okay, first off, we watched, I think we got, like, separate commercials because you were talking about other ones that I didn't really see.
Don't even bring that up.
But I also didn't pay as much attention to them, but now that you're saying that.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. They knew more women would be watching. But then again, also, how the fuck, y'all, talk to your boomer parents, your grandparents, tell them not to shop on Temu. TMU. That was like one of the sponsors in like Shop Like a Billionaire or whatever. And they had like so many ads. Every now and then you'll get lucky, but most part, like, that's, like, pretty scammy, where, like, you'll pay for something that's not, like, not, like, you'll buy something, and you'll think it's, like, a chair, and it's, like, a doll chair. Like, you'll pay thinking you bought, like, a dining chair, and it's, like, a dining chair for a dollhouse, like, that type of thing. How the hell did they get so much ad space? That's, like, billions of dollars.
I didn't see them.
This is so, okay, guys, we're not even kidding. Like, even just in our other group chat, the Smut Collective, all of us had different ads, essentially. wait, hang on. Ads, fuck that. Halftime show. God. Can I say something real quick, though, because I need you to suffer with me?
Okay.
The very end, when they're all standing there, somebody told me they looked like they were from the movie Dodgeball.
I sent that team. Reel earlier.
Did you really? I'm sorry, baby. I haven't seen a lot.
The fucking reel earlier.
Baby, you've seen me. I haven't. You've seen I haven't been responding to reels and stuff. Okay, well, at least you saw it. But also, though. I know.
Okay, sorry. I feel like the Super Bowl recently has just been to, like, hit my nostalgic heart.
Right?
When it comes to halftime shows. And I'm like,
so good.
I'm not against this.
And the dancing while rollerblading?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. When Luda came out, I lost my... I had to spit the lines. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Alicia Keys looking fucking fire.
Dude.
That bodysuit had to have been, like, painted on.
Let's talk... Get out of here with this shit about Alicia and Usher and, like, being all cute and connected on stage.
They've been friends for decades.
Fuck off, all you haters.
Also, like, you really think he just got married 3 days before and she's been with Swiss Beats for how long have they been together? She's been with Swiss. Hang on, I'm looking that up because it bothers me that people were like,
Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
They've been dating since, like, 2008.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
They've been married since 2010.
Yep.
Swiss Beats came at people today where he was like, calm down. Like, he literally went on social, like, and was like, come on. If anything, I thought it was adorable because it was literally Usher being like, look how spectacular she is. It's so good. It's so good.
I loved it.
Also, my God, that woman's voice. Oh.
Dude.
Angelic. Honestly, I thought it was a really good halftime show. I
Travis Kelce.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Oh, when he blew her a kiss.
Gosh, she's like, what are we
guys,
gonna
I'm going to cry. I love so much. It just hits me every time. She's literally tearing up. I love love. Oh, God.
Dude, for real, though, I think it'll be really cool if he goes every weekend.
I'm going to do something. Oh, and no. The listeners can't know what it is, but they can hear your reaction. Are you ready? I just love love. My plan
Hang on, are you still...
Yeah.
She just showed me the most unhinged post-it note. And also, this woman is trusting me with her big secret. Her and I got something cooking that I, as soon as I hit my last limit, it's going to it's gonna happen.
Dude, we got a lot cooking.
We got a lot cooking, but like, I'm awful with secrets. And Madison just keeps giving me secrets.
I love.
Stop giving me secrets! And then she'll, like, kind of allude to them with other people and then just stare me down to make sure I'm not going to say anything. And, like, I'm sweaty. I get sweaty, guys.
Okay, but I just love love so much.
I just love love. What is that? Wait, hang on. That reminds me of... Is it so Mean much. Girls? When they're having, like, the powwow, like, in the gym, and she's just like, I just love everyone. I want everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, I just want everybody to get along.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I love them so much.
I genuinely... They're so cute.
They're so cute.
And, like, her walking with Mama Kelsey and, like, Jason was walking with them on the field. Oh.
I can't. They have to be in game.
Where she's sitting between Travis and Jason, and Jason's like has his arm around her to like pour in so he can like talk to her, and then Travis is like smiling at him, and I'm like,
ah! They have to be endgame. I can't have another ending.
One thing I want to say, because I know some people are like, oh, I bet you Kylie doesn't actually like her. She didn't go out with him. Guys, Kylie is the mom to what, 3 young girls in Vegas in probably a 5-star luxury like hotel. That woman went to the Super Bowl, had a good time. Also wore a UC, University of Cincinnati, red shirt because she refuses to wear any NFL team but the Eagles. You know, and I don't blame her, that woman went back to her luxury suite and had probably the best night she's had in a while because she got to just, like, you know what I mean? Like, she probably room service,
glad that they, you know, went out and partied. That would not have been me.
No.
I would have definitely pulled a Kylie.
Honestly, especially if one of those two were my men, I would be like, you get to party. Bring and then those you gray come
sweatpants,
home.
Baby. Yeah. I'm here.
Come here.
Come on,
Maybe
Daddy.
I'd
let's
go back
go.
And nap so that when he does come back at like 3 or 4 in the morning, I'd be like waking up like, hi. Hello. I'm just saying. But no, I thought it was funny. Like, if people, like, haters will never stop trying to, like, pit women against women, where they were just like, oh, where's Kelly? And I was like, or, like, they were coming for Lana because she was, like, Lana. Like, guys, Lana Del Rey, first off, fucking hot. She's so gorgeous. It's unreal. Do people forget that her resting face, like, this is not mean. She's resting sad face. Like, her resting face just kind of looks sad, you know?
It's all the emotions she pours into songs.
Oh my God, such good songs.
Okay, talk
But
talk
like
about
people
songs.
Were trying to be like, oh, she doesn't like want to be like there.
Beyonce's
I was like, no, that's her.
Country song. Have you listened to it?
I have.
I don't know how I feel. Like at one point, it's kind of catchy. You know, like
it's been stuck in my head. I mean, it's Beyonce. It's gonna be catchy, right?
Also, and I agree. Who said this in our chat? Kelsey, I think. My favorite type of country music is like.
Wait,
shoot him dead.
Yeah.
Shoot him dead. Like, blow up the car. Like, women power, angst, angry.
Because Earl's gotta die. Da, 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 da,
I'm just saying, like, I agree with Kelsey in that. As, like, that is what I want to listen to.
That's, like, peak, yeah.
And this one, I was like, okay.
I'm just curious. So, I'm curious, is the single the only song that's going to be like
it's
that?
It's a whole country album.
Okay, so the whole album.
But also, okay, so I heard, so Beyonce's doing a country album. I heard Lana Del Rey's doing country.
Okay, but Lana's going to be like old school country. Honestly,
why are we all moving to country?
Like, I don't know. Do they know something we don't?
I
don't know what it could be. I don't know.
I just don't know how I feel. Like, it is catchy, and I've seen it in TikToks now, and it's not stuck in my head.
I think my biggest thing is, like, I'm fearful, like,
I don't know if I love it.
I also want confirmation that she will also keep producing her other types of music, because she kills it there, too. Like, I don't want to, like, not have any more of that, too. Mm. Does that make sense? I don't know.
But Beyonce... in terms of, like, putting out books or putting out music is kind of like SJM. Whereas like Taylor Swift is like an indie pub. She just does whatever the fuck she wants.
She literally is like,
and I fucking love that.
Yeah.
It keeps me way more interested.
Beyonce's very curated, if that makes sense. And when she drops an album, she also expands on it right away.
Yeah.
If, you know what I mean? So, like, they're always worth the wait. I mean, for God's
sake. Oh, yeah, but also...
give me more, more, more often. Yeah. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll drop this one, but she's already been working on another one, like pop or gospel or soul. I don't know. She's done kind of everything. Mm-hmm. Honestly, except hard rock at this point now.
That would be cool.
Really, though, she's done... because, like, some of her songs sound
like... now, listen, I know Miley just dropped an album last year, but I already want another.
This sounds horrible. I always forget it was, like, a full album. Even though I, like, know most...
oh, my God, I listen to the whole album all the time.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I, like, already
want we another. Were fed with music last year. Mm-hmm. It was a good music year. Like, a really good music year.
And now we're doing weird shit.
You know, I'll let it marinate my brain.
Prediction.
Oh.
She keeps holding up the two. What do you think it is for? I have a prediction.
Who?
Taylor Swift. In like 3 or 4 photos now has just held up two.
Oh, her little peace. I thought it was just her peace sign.
Oh, fuck that. No, it's not.
Oh, what? Do you think it's a double album drop?
Yes. I think Reputation's going to be double. It's going to be a two-parter.
Wait, are you saying you think it's going to be a double album drop, like, two albums on the same day, so Tortured Poets and Rep? Or are you saying no. Rep's going to drop in two parts?
Rep, I think Rep is going to be so big, it's going to drop in two parts. That's my hot take. It's what I'm going with. I've been thinking about it for days.
I fucking love that. I hate you.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I've been thinking about it for days.
It's an exhausting occupation.
Yeah. But that hot take February 13th, that is my prediction.
All right.
So many people want it. It's going to be so big.
Honestly, I just need it. It's not a want, it's a need. I feel like SpongeBob. I don't need it.
But also, and I hate to say this, and you're going to hate me so much, I think Taylor's coming before Reputation. I think she's going to make everyone wait.
Oh, yeah, Davey.
She's definitely going to make everyone wait.
That one's going to be so cute, though.
She's going to drop everything. Like, literally, because no matter how many albums she drops, Reputation's always the same.
There won't be no explanation. There will just be Reputation.
I'm just saying. Those are my hot takes. Those are my hot takes. Now, I'm not, like, super into... like, I don't dig deep, you know?
No, you make fun of me when I go on my deep dives for the theories.
Yeah, but those are my hot takes because I've just seen them and I've been thinking about them.
Okay. Makes me happy. I hope you're right. The more Reputation, the better. Okay. Let's see. This is dropping Thursday. Well, we're recording on Happy Galentine's Day, everyone. And then Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow as well. It's Maddie's favorite day.
It's my 12-year anniversary.
Hell yeah. Get some.
As previously discussed, I don't have to do a whole lot to get some.
Love that for you. Let's see. This is drop a Thursday. I'm pretty sure we'll have an episode Sunday. I'm trying to make it so I can record Thursday night before I have to go up to Ohio for the weekend. I think that's it, really. Book club's the 25th.
That's at the 8 only PM thing Eastern. That's been going on.
Yeah.
We have nothing else going on.
Not really. Not right now. We're in a pretty good flow of things. I just did a weird flow thing, but you guys can't see it, thank God. But Madison did. She judged me. That's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's it. All right. So, thank you for staying for the chaos, as always. And we hope you have a great rest of your week. And, as always, XOXO, the cadre. Bye.